Listening 73. The Power of the Dice. Dear Diary, gambling is, in my opinion, evil. The other day I was in a beach bar staring at the deep blue sea when my peace was interrupted by a gambling machine. The man playing it looked like a decent man, but he was putting money in even though he was losing. After a while, I stopped staring at the sea and watched the gambler as he drowned himself in beer. Apparently, he was a taxi driver who came in every day after his shift. His wife had recently died, and she was the only thing that kept him responsible. Since then, he'd descended deeper and deeper into his addiction, and he even gambled with dice when he had no money for gambling machines. Apparently, his house was dirty and covered with dust, and his teeth had begun to decay after a gum disease. The development of the disease was clearly through a lack of personal care, and by all definitions of the word, he was an addict. Of course, the people who profit from these gambling machines talk about freedom of choice. But I don't care how you define freedom. Putting something in the path of a gambling addict who's entered a bar is not freedom. We're supposed to be evolving as a society, but for me, the availability of gambling machines, obesity-inducing cakes, cigarettes, and other harmful things are symptoms that we are evolving and developing in the wrong way. We need to detach ourselves from the corporations that force these things onto us and remember that society is full of delicate and vulnerable people. I demand action. Despite this demand, though, I must admit that I do like a nice cream cake, Marlboro cigarettes and a game of poker. Oh, Diary, I'm confused, as always.